I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set, performances from NPR Music and Surround Sound. The Turtle Island Quartet from California is in New York at Merkin Concert Hall, newly renovated, looking and sounding mighty fine. I can attest to that as I recently performed there with Marvin Hamlisch. Oh, I was so proud. The program is music from Turtle Island's Grammy-winning CD, A Love Supreme, The Legacy of John Coltrane. Created more than 40 years ago, A Love Supreme featured one of the most important jazz quartets ever. And now, a high-energy string quartet reconfigures A Love Supreme. Stay with me and enjoy the matchup. They ease into the set with music by Paquito de Rivera, his dance called Huapango.
Thank you.
The Turtle Island Quartet is on stage on Jazz Set. Chick Corea composed Senor Mouse. The Turtle Island Quartet continues with a composition by Chick's current bandmate, John McLaughlin, and L. Shankar. Thank you. Turtle Island loves those fusion bands from the 70s. Ooh, me too. La Dame du Bonheur. And before that, Senior Mouse, Show How Much.
Thank you so much. That was a piece written by the guitarist John McLaughlin and the Indian violinist named El Shankar. They had a group called Shakti back in the 70s, followed one of my favorite groups of all time, the Mahavishnu Orchestra, which was this amazing fusion jazz Indian crazy rock and roll band that changed the course of music forever.
David Balakrishnan orchestrated the music by John Coltrane. That's coming up on Jazz Set. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Violinist David Balakrishnan and cellist Mark Summer founded the Turtle Island Quartet almost 25 years ago in the Bay Area. Violinist Mats Tolling and violist Jeremy Cattell are the newer members. The four players on the 1964 recording, A Love Supreme, are John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones. It was the beginning of a violent period in America. In 1963, the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, was bombed, killing four children. 2 months later, President Kennedy was assassinated. A Love Supreme seemed to respond with both protest and prayer. That's a long time ago. And yet, A Love Supreme stands up to continued listening, and countless artists have used it as inspiration, yours truly included. On Jazz Set, Turtle Island introduces Coltrane's music with his meditation, Naima. Then, David Balakrishnan sets up the new arrangement of A Love Supreme. Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you.
So next we're going to play John Coltrane's masterpieces, Magnum Opus, A Love Supreme. Now we are entering into holy ground, not only because of John Coltrane, but also because of McCoy Tyner, Elvin Jones, Jimmy Garrison, just masters, and this amazing event that they did with making this recording. The point of this first movement is the transcription of John Coltrane's entire solo set to the string quartet with exploration of his motivic language and his melodic language, something you don't really know when you're listening to that recording. It might show a different side of John Coltrane's genius, and also, in my mind, points towards sounds of composers like Shostakovich or Sibelius, these kind of 20th century composers that are easier to touch upon when you take away some of the rhythmic aspects. So the second and third movements are more a return to our doing our jazz thing. They allow us more to go into playing like in our rhythm section style. And then in the fourth movement, it's called Psalm, and it was Coltrane's prayer to God. He went into the studio with a piece of paper with a prayer he wrote. He was the son of a preacher, and he had put it on the stand, and the legend has it, he played it on the saxophone note for note. It's a beautiful piece. I would say with all my speaking, and I do speak fast, I realize I'm a very excited kind of a guy. Nonetheless, this piece just has this beautiful basic motif, like a mantra, really. A love supreme. A love supreme, just like a heartbeat. Coltrane, genius that he was, he's still so rooted in the heart. So, hope you enjoy this, Love Supreme.
Thank you. Thank you.
a contemporary string quartet, addresses a jazz masterpiece. The Turtle Island Quartet, A Love Supreme by John Coltrane at Merkin Hall at Kauffman Center in New York City. Psalm is the fourth movement. The first three are acknowledgement, resolution, and pursuance. David Balakrishnan is the arranger. David plays violin and baritone violin, with Mads Tolling on violin, Jeremy Cattell on viola, and Mark Summer on cello. Oh, I love that cello. In 2008, the Turtle Island Quartet won a Grammy for A Love Supreme, The Legacy of John Coltrane, as Best Classical Crossover Album. We have some additional music from this Turtle Island concert at jazzset.npr.org. Check it out. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, honoring the rich jazz traditions of Newark, New Jersey. The Dodge Foundation web address is grdodge.org.
Mads Tolling from Denmark introduces the last piece.
It's been delightful playing here. Wonderful hall, wonderful audience. Thank you so much for coming out. But we do have one more piece, as you might have guessed, and a piece by a huge admirer of John Coltrane's, Mr. Stanley Clarke, who, of course, is one of the most amazing bass players. You probably remember him from the 70s with Return to Forever, right? Way before I was born, certainly. And, amazing group with Chick Corea. And so we like to play a lot of music from that era. And I've had the opportunity for the past 5 years to play with Stanley and his band. And it's been amazing playing with him. And this particular piece we'd like to play for you is dedicated to John Coltrane. He's just an enormous fan of John Coltrane's. And I decided I wanted to make an arrangement. So this is Song to John. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
David Balakrishnan, Mark Summer, Mads Tolling, Jeremy Cattell, the Turtle Island Quartet. Thanks to Greg Evans at Merkin Hall at Kauffman Center in New York, and Kim Smith. Edward Haber is our recording engineer with Wayne Schulmeister. Surround sound remixed by Jazz Set Technical Director Duke Marcos. My recording engineer is Ginger Bruner at KUNV, your jazz spot in Southern Nevada. Producer is Becca Pulliam, and executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III, in Newark, New Jersey at WBGO Jazz 88, your jazz source for 30 years. I'm your host, Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time on Jazz Set from NPR Music. Listen again at jazzset.npr.org.